on page Randaf Chav Gimel Beis in the bottom line. So the Mora had presented a shayla. We have in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says that another example of Nidre Zuzin is being mounted somebody to come eat by him. So does the Chacham agree to that's called Nidre Zuzin? Maybe it's only considered Nidre Zuzin. So instead of Nidre Zuzin, in a case where B'shas Maisa, it's he clearly does not mean what he says. It's not feebly B'shaven, like the Ran says, because the Chatzkila, the goal is just to move the person to some middle ground in the Merch and Lekeach. But over here, when the person is being Madar Sheikh, let's say he wants the person to eat, and he's saying, if you don't eat, everything's going to be awesome. Maybe he means that seriously. So does the Chomer agree to that case? That case is called Nidre Zuzah. So Toshma. So we're holding the Morris and suffering its rights. It's none. However, the Chaver Kaidim She'eni Nehenelacha Imatzanoito Lebincha Kur Shalchita Mishachab Shalayim. That the person says that that which I'm going to be Nehenel from you, the Gears of the Ran is Shani. That which I'm going to be Nehenel from you is going to be Aser unless you take, I want you to take these presents. This kur of chitim and two chabis of yayin. Hareisa yachal lahatir es nidra shloah pichachim. Shechalar malay kuma martel b'shil kabaydi zel kabaydi. That so the one who's on the accepting end says right now the situation seems to read that let's say Reuben and Shimon. Reuben's making this neder. That if you, Shimon, don't accept these presents, you can't have any, that you can't, I can't benefit from you, and I can't have any dealings with you anymore. Okay? So Shimon can say, listen, the purpose of this is because he wanted to give me this present to show that how chashuv I am, that, you know, that you're giving these type of things. Well, it's greater kavod if you offer. And I'm this magnanimous person who says, no, 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 I don't need. So it's a greater covet. So it comes out that your kavanah was to give me covet. I'm getting more covet by saying no. So you've not. That's what the Mishnah says. So that's now. The neder will not take effect. So we see that there's some argument that. Your kavanah was to accomplish that, give me kavod, and you're giving me greater kavod this way. That's called the kiyum of your neder. Therefore, your it doesn't become the items do not become us, or the kiyum of the tanai, and the items do not become us. So the more time and the amr zehu kavodi halav hachi nederhu. It's only because we can make these arguments. That he's doing it because of being mechabed him, etc., etc. I mean, lechara it's a simple case. And there's Zuzin. He's not really doesn't really want to ask for the things. All he wants to do is convince the person to accept. So that's what our Mishnah calls that Nidre Zuzin. So money, e Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Nidre Zuzin habi. He didn't really seriously mean it. He doesn't really seriously want the asher the items. He wants the person to accept. So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says the neder is nachal. So we don't need this whole shekel Torah that it's my kavod this way. That so what are we forced to say? Elav Rabbanan, the Gebach puts in, and Shraminoa Pligi Rabbanan Aleit. We see the Rabbanan, the Chachamim are arguing with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Now the Mora had two shailas. Who do we passing like? That'll be the next step. But then, first you have to figure out if they argue. The Mora says no. The other Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. He really can tell you that the title of that mission is Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Chum do not argue. What's the Mishnah seem to say that the only way you can get a, make that an apichal is because we could argue that the tanai was fulfilled. You don't need that. What are Lesman Yaakov behind the Nidra Havi? In this case, he agrees is a neder. Why? Could be over here. It's not just nidrusin. He seriously means to make this neder. Why is he doing this? Why does he want to give? Obviously, because he's somewhere he benefited from. Shimon benefited from Reuven, and he feels that he wants to give back. And it's so important to him that he means it seriously. That if you don't accept, I'm going to be. I'm going to ask for my items on you. Why? Because he says, I don't want to feel like this. I'm just like this dog, but all I do is I just take it, I don't give back. So because that's his feeling, it's not nidrusin, it's a bona fide netter, and it'll be chal, were it not for this argument of that it's a fulfillment of the tanai of the netter, and therefore the netter shouldn't be chal. Okay, let's see the run. Top of the page, Chabdal and Alf. Kadam Shani Nehena Lacha. Kadam Ma Shani Nehena Mishalcha. So, I'm sorry, the Ram was the case was that Shimon is asking getting any benefit from Reuven unless Reuven accepts his Matana. Let's get this straight. Shimon is asking getting any benefit from Reuven if Reuven will not accept Shimon's Matana. So Reuven says back, "Kuma Marta Elav Nechvodi." She's kabel ayotcha b'fnei abrius. So it's a cover for me that people will see. Shiru shani choshev beinecho shataroy talitin liyimatana. You're giving me this choshev matana. People will see that. Wow, that's a cover that people will see that you're giving me matanas. Well. I get even more covered. So people will say, wow, that he's such a chashar person that they want to give to him, and he's such a special person that he doesn't accept. Okay. Zot Ramban, but Rina B'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Remeir Polig, the Polig B'Idach Braisa, the Sinem B'Samuch. We're going to bring in a brisa that her mayor argues. She argues in this case as well. And this is the machlekes. They're arguing a case of bistam, man and kaminan. So what was the case over here? Im kish is that omer minichaboydi. So each one says "Mnechavodi." Klamer Shekish is that Armor Kluma Marta Elamnechavodi. If when in our scenario, Shimon saying to Reuven, "If I will not benefit from you anymore, if you do not accept my matana," and Reuven says back, "I don't know. You're trying to give me covered. It's bigger covered not to accept." What does Shimon say back? If that's the case. That matter chalak alov. Varmer loy. If Shimon says back, loy ki el lechvaydi niskavanti keshes kabosh the kabam atonami many. If the scenario was Shimon said back, said Adarab, it's a cover for me that when you accept my matana. So it's very nice that you're saying it's because of your covet, you're getting more covet. I'm saying it's because of my covet, and therefore it's my covet is that you should accept. So that's what Shimon responded. So both Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and Reb Meir would agree that the netter is chal, because Shimon was serious. If when it says it speaks to the Kavodi, if when Reuven says it's because of my covet, the back flips the gears around. If Shimon agrees to Reuven, Reuven says, "Listen, you did it because of my kavod." Shimon says, "You're right. I did it because of your kavod." Oh yes. So then Reb Elazar ben Yaakov was right. The Kli Amal figure the Shari. So Kina Kamina Bistam. So therefore, we have to say the case over here was that Shimon didn't respond. So what's the luck in that case? Remeir Oymer Stam Kamisha She's a Omer Benichabodi, who's Omer Benichabodi. In case of Stam, we assume Shimon is not accepting Reuben's arguments. And he's saying it wasn't because of your covenant, it's because of my covenant, and therefore it should be Osir. And Reza Minyak, Rabbanan Army, Stam and Army, Kimisha is Omer Benichabodi, who's Omer Benichabodi. And the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, which are learning that even though Shimon did not say anything, Shimon is accepting Reuben's arguments. And therefore, it'll be mutter. Shimon, yeah. Shimon didn't argue one way or the other. The more said, the Tana is not over here, not the Rabbanan. Lord, the Blazer Minyakavi, after Blazer Minyakavi.
What's. None?
That's a phrase which is used in the Yerushalmi, that it's correct that Kaminan, we're talking about Bistam. Okay, so you can go look at the Minyakim as well, because Mishnah Amar Lei, Lav Kalba, not.
Gemara doesn't say no rabbi.
Agamar says, "Lo'olam, yeah." Okay. Mishum Zamele Lav Kalbana. V'halchu Hu D'Shai from Emar Halchi. So over here, we're saying he really means it seriously. Why V'Neishem Mizamin? So now, so the feather around the kasha. Both cases, our Mishnah and that Mishnah later on, are cases where somebody is trying to in that Mishnah that Shimon's trying to accept, make Reuben accept a present. In our Mishnah, let's say we use the same names, Shimon is trying to pressure Reuben to come to eat by him. It's a form of a present. And we're saying over here, Lezim Yaakov says, he's not serious. He says, if you don't come eat by me, all my items will be also in you. Right? Over there he's saying, if you don't accept my present, I'll be also being handed from you. Right? But both cases, he's trying to pressure him to accept, as it were, a matana. And here we say he's not serious. And over there we say he just needs his use. And over there he means seriously. So what's the difference? So the Ran, this argument, the Lav Kalba, that makes sense in the context of the case over there of that we're quoting, is because Menesha Mazamin Oyser Alatzim Nisay Mazuman. Here, Shimon is answering on himself Reuben's items. Mishumachi Glamemer, the Daf Gamer, he means it seriously. Shannon Reutzel, Honest Menu, Ellen Kenya Kabo, Humi Menu, Gam Kain, Hano, Zu, the Kurech, and Shalchitim. So Shimon says, I don't want to accept from you anymore and benefit from you anymore unless you take something from me. So that's a good argument. The Lav Kalba Vahu, because I don't want to go on continuing getting from you unless you take something from me. But over here, the case is the opposite. The Shimon says, my idols will be usher on Reuven if Reuven doesn't come eat. Shimon, who's inviting, is not answering Reuven's items on Shimon himself. He's answering his items on Reuven. She said, listen, I want you to come eat by me, and otherwise you can't get any benefit from me. So he's pressuring Reuven to accept presents, as it were. So the Sword of Lav Kalbana doesn't apply. Okay. Okay, that's one explanation how the cases are different. Bacherim, there's another argument. Other people say the difference like this. I mean, the amount of the matana over there is way beyond. Oh, we were talking about inviting him for a meal. We were talking about a kur of chitim. It's 30 soft chikdim and two barrels of wine. That's way beyond the, inviting him for a meal. So why is he doing that? It's because the mishum hachi, mishum the hacha boy the mitalei matana maruba, mashad abalei idach naach nafshe. It must be that in some way, in our scenario, Reuben has benefited Shimon significantly, that Shimon wants to give such a large present. Obviously, giving this matana indicates that he felt in some way he got a significant benefit from Reuben. Okay? Therefore, he could argue, so he says that, listen, you know, you've done such, whatever this thing that Reuben did for Shimon was so significant, Shimon feels like a caliph. I really want to give back, although I feel very uncomfortable. So he means it seriously. Shimon's inviting Reuben to eat. We don't argue. It must be that Reuben did Shimon a favor, that's why Shimon's inviting him. Hello. It's never a favor. That's why. Otherwise, why would Shimon invite him? No, he invited him. Also, it's normal. You have guests. It's a common thing. Even though Shimon never benefited from Reuven. So Shimon, we can't put Shimon into the argument. Listen, Reuven, I'm inviting you because you've done so many favors for me. And if you don't come and take back at least a meal, I'm so upset about it. I'm never going to be benefit from you again. I'm going to assimilate in the chasim in you. That's what's going on. He's inviting him some. Therefore, this argument doesn't apply in our Mishnah. Toshma. Tilting more. Armel Chaveroi. Karnam Sha'aton Nehenesli. In Iaton Noisen Ligni Kurshachitim. Mishesh Chavish Oyai. So, in our scenario, Reuben and Shimon. In the first scenario which we had, Shimon is ushering that he won't benefit from Reuben anymore if Reuben doesn't accept the presents. If Reuben does not accept the presents. Now, this case says, Reuben says to Shimon, you can't benefit from me unless you give me a present. So Reuben is, the first case, Shimon is pressuring Reuben to accept the presents. Here, Reuben is pressuring Shimon to give him a present. And the issur will be the same. Shimon can't benefit from Reuben. But in the first scenario, Shimon is the one who's initiating it. And Shimon is saying, I will not no longer benefit from you unless you accept my matana. Here, Reuben is saying to Shimon, you no longer will benefit from me unless you give me a matana. So Remeir Omer is also Achiyite. So the netter is serious, and Shimon can't benefit from Reuven until he gives him a talmud. We have a way to be mad to this without going to the Beis Din. How is that? Shechel Omer Hareini. If Reuben says, you know what? I consider it as if you gave the matana. So when Reuben says that, it's judged up as if Shimon gave it. Shimon gave it, so there's no issur. Okay. Something more up. Lachar, this is an Ruzin in another direction. Reuben is pressuring Shimon. Listen, Shimon, I want you to give him a talmud. If you don't, I'll be ushering you. So he's pressuring Shimon to give. That's Nidris Ruzin. He's trying to convince him to do something. Taima, Damar, Reina, Kilis, Kabalti. Ho, love, Halki, Nederhu. we see that this is a serious matter, except for this argument of Kilo Niskabalti. Now, money, Ir Blessman Yaakov, Nidrazuzan Habi, it's the case of Nidrazuzan. It wouldn't be Chal, Elalab Rabbanon. Upligis, you see that the Chama arguing of Blessman Yaakov say that this is not called Nidrazuzan. So the more Lloyd. The other Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov could agree to this case. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Baha'i Nidra, Baha'i, sorry, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is Mordechai Baha'i, the Nidra Habi is an Eder. Shandar Malay. Lav Malkan law, the Nina Lakha, Bat Lamahanisli. You know, I'm not this king who takes care of his subjects that I have to give and give and give and get nothing back. I'm giving you. You're not going to get any more benefit from me unless you give me something. So he might mean seriously to us. Okay. Zok deran hereni kilo hiskabalti. Mefarish beperak misha achilzay. The more in Gittin explains the hainu time of mishum to the harvacha didei ichavin. Wahala itzrich. So what's this argument? Kilo hiskabalti. He made an edit with a tanai. If X doesn't happen, there's Isser here. Well, X didn't happen. So, well, I consider as if X happened. Well, what do those words mean? Harena Kilis Kabalt. Something more. That Reuven said to Shimon, listen, Shimon, you cannot benefit from me anymore unless you give me a matana. Let it ruin. You know, I don't really need the matana. Since the purpose of the matana was in some way to benefit Reuven, to be marvich him, to give him some expansion. Because you know what, I don't need it. I'm as marvich as I need to be without this. So my goal was to get to point X. I realize I don't need. I'm at point X. Okay. Now Zataran, so what was the case? If that's the logic, Reuben didn't say give to me, he said give to my son. So Reuben is, as it were, saying, you know what, listen, I'm worried about my supplies running low. If you give me a kur of chitim for my son to take care of, this way I won't have my pressure on my son and myself, I'll have my supplies being good. You know what, I got my supplies are good, and I'm not worried, nothing to worry about anymore. I don't have no need for this thing. That's very nice if Reuven's supporting Shimon. If Reuven's supporting his son. So the benefit of going to the son is really going to be Marviach Reuven. But if Reuven's not supporting his son, so Reuven, how can Reuven say Kirel he's Kabalti when the Tanai was what the son does? It's only the case is that the children or the son of Reuven is being supported al shulchanoi on Reuven's table. So Reuven could say my kavana was I should benefit. I won't have to spend money to support my son because you'll give me it, so I can keep what I have. He doesn't need it. So in such a scenario where Reuben is supporting his son, Reuben can say that was his intent. If Reuben is son is not being supported by Reuben, that's the opposite. Reuben's kavana is to benefit his son, not to benefit himself at all. Then he's kabalnu, he's tira neder. In that scenario, if the child says, you know what, my father's kavanah was that we should benefit, we're good. So in that scenario, if the father said it's for my benefit, it's not true. What's your benefit? Fine. Zot the Ram. Because the Rashi says the Dafka Bekiyum Ma'isa Shayach LeMeimer Harenu Kilu He's Kabalti. When something is supposed to take place, he could say it. I'll judge it as if it happens. The Kiyum Zafilo Hoya Mekalba Memenu Hayochal Hashaloi. After he was Mekayim the tonight, he gave it to him. He was, you know what? I don't really need this here. Take it back. That could happen. It comes out. So Av Me'achshav Yachal Omer Hareinu Kilis Kabalti Ve'Hizach Ticha Defukum Matrosa Lomeli. Why should I go through the Ticha of accepting and giving it back? You know what? I'll judge it up as if you gave it to me and I gave it back already. But if the opposite is, for example, Kern Shomer in the Chasei Aster Malecha, my items are Aster in you. Im Teilech L'Makom Ploini, if you go somewhere, so you say, you know what? Even though you went there, I doubt like you didn't go there. What do the words mean? Over there, l'shach l'memer hachi, lor meloy, harei hu kilu loy halachta. After that situation, you can't judge up a metzias of what happens as if it didn't happen. Over here, we're asking that something should happen, and we're saying he's pressuring him to do something. He's saying, you know what, I'll done as if you did it. Okay, but a case where he shouldn't do something, and he did it. We command the public. Some disagree with the Rashba. I feel a binyan zeh yochel lormer kain. Even such a scenario, he could say. I didn't want you to go to this place, but now I realize the purpose was I had a rotzen that you should not go to this place, and I said, you know what, I don't mind if you go to this place, so my rotzen no longer is a problem. So he's arguing that this Ikidaman the Pollock argues that he could say Hareini Ke'ilu, even that scenario. Okay.
No, we're not. Say Hareini Ke'ilu.
Right. Even that's interesting. I'm late. Let's hold it here.